Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. For years, environmentalists have been calling on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to regulate coal ash. That's the byproduct of coal that's produced when it's burned for electricity. In December, the agency did just that, issuing the first ever federal guidelines about its storage and disposal. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy described the rules as, quote, a pragmatic step forward to protect public health. But some environmentalists were dismayed by the agency's decision to classify the substance as non-hazardous waste. Here to talk to us about the reaction to the new regulations and what they would mean for Michigan is Margie Armstrong, Program Coordinator for Michigan Clean Water Action. Welcome to Current State, Margie.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Why are environmentalists so disappointed in EPA's decision to classify coal ash as non-hazardous waste?
This new rule that came out in December is definitely a step in the right direction, but I can't say that we weren't, disappointed with EPA going with the weaker option. So some of, the items that we wanted to see were phasing out of these unlined ponds. These are ponds that contain, coal ash. There's nothing but a natural clay liner. And then not having any federal oversight or federal minimum standards. So what we've seen already are states, putting forth the rules and regulations around coal ash, and that essentially is what's going to continue. There will be no minimum federal standards for states to meet around dealing with this this hazardous waste.
What does the science suggest, though? I take it there's some kind of back and forth here regarding what the science says, or is the science inconclusive?
Environmentalists say one thing and industry says another, but it's hard to ignore that, coal ash contains arsenic, lead, mercury, selenium, and we don't want to see any of those, substances in our water supply, groundwater, surface water.
How often is coal ash disposed of or treated in these ponds that you describe? Is that the conventional way of dealing with coal ash?
Yeah, it's pretty frequent. A lot of the temporary storage that happens are in these coal ash ponds, so right on site of utilities property. But that storage could, there's really no timeline for how long it stays there. And a lot of our facilities, in fact, the majority of the 29 coal ash sites that we have here in Michigan are located within just a few miles of a Great Lake or one of our streams, rivers, wetlands.
Mm. You said 29 different coal ash storage locations?
Yep. So that's divided into a couple different types of storage. So we've got the landfills, that's the permanent storage, some that are open that are accepting coal ash waste. We have five fully or partially closed landfills, so they don't really accept that waste anymore, but they still have it there on site. And then we have those contained waste, those storage ponds. And before the December rule passed, those were completely unregulated by the state. And it'll take about a year or two here for the state to come up with their plan to regulate those ponds. And then we have our historic brownfield sites, so our contaminated areas that can't really, be used until MDEQ, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, goes ahead and remediates those areas.
Margie Armstrong is our guest. Margie's Program Coordinator for Michigan Clean Water Action. We're talking about everything that's gone into EPA's recent decision toward federal guidelines regarding coal ash. And Michigan has 29, according to Margie, 29 different coal ash storage locations. Typically, they are in ponds, and we're talking about the potential risk to the environment. Was EPA's action triggered by one of these high-profile spills that we've seen recently? We saw one in North Carolina last year.
Yeah, actually, the proposal for the rule came out back in the very beginning of 2009, and that was a response to a devastating spill that happened in Tennessee just a couple days before Christmas in 2008. It was a huge spill. Homes were destroyed. Many were damaged. And it was sort of the first time that coal ash came into the public spotlight. So EPA, you know, proposed a rule, but then it took almost 5 years for it to be finalized here. And, you know, now it's really up to the states to take the lead, because EPA passed the rule that said states need to develop plans to deal and manage coal ash. So, you know, we're looking to Michigan. We think Michigan has an opportunity to be a leader on this issue. And what better state than the one that's surrounded by over 20% of, you know, the whole world's usable freshwater?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but our state passed a law that also classified coal ash as non-hazardous waste last year. What does that mean?
So you're referring to a package of bills, House Bill 5400, 5401, and 02, that did pass last year. And what those bills did was expand the uses of industrial byproducts, coal ash included. And it expanded the uses, you know, right now they're used in construction projects, in roadway projects, but now these industrial byproducts can be spread on farm fields, which we see as a huge mistake, and could be devastating to our, you know, our agricultural heritage that we have here in Michigan.
Why would coal ash be spread on a farm field?
You know, there's arguments that it can make the soil more porous, or that some of the other byproducts can be used as soil conditioner. But really, you know, I don't want to be eating salad that was grown in a field spread with arsenic, mercury, and lead.
Can coal ash be safely used in some projects?
Well, honestly, I don't think there's enough science out there to determine if it can be 100% safe. But we would definitely want to see if coal ash has to be reused, to be reused in an encapsulated form, which means being mixed with another substance. A big example is concrete. A lot of our concrete has coal ash in it already. But the idea of encapsulating it is that those hazardous chemicals won't be able to leach into groundwater supplies or contaminate land. But this unencapsulated use, just straight coal ash, whether we're burying it or spreading on farm fields, you know, we see as a huge danger.
Margie Armstrong is Program Coordinator for Michigan Clean Water Action. Again, we're talking about the implications of EPA's recent decision to classify coal ash as non-hazardous waste, and I'll remind our listeners there are apparently 29 coal ash storage locations scattered across the state of Michigan, primarily near electricity generating plants. Who will be in charge of enforcing these new rules, the EPA rules?
That will be the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. So they will work to develop the plans, and then they'll be the enforcement agency. The EPA will have no federal oversight. And the EPA also does not need to approve the plans that MDEQ puts forth.
Now, you've shared with us why you feel what you feel is really negative and potentially destructive about this decision. But what would you like to see happen when it comes to coal ash regulation in Michigan? What should the state be doing?
Sure. Well, we should definitely be phasing out the ponds and moving towards all dry storage. We want to see some of our dam facilities brought up to code or, you know, completely removed, and again, moving towards that dry storage, because we actually have two dams in Michigan downriver. The Monroe plant it's been labeled a significant hazard by the EPA. So what happened in Tennessee in 2008 was because a dam broke. What we saw in North Carolina, that was a little bit different. That was a stormwater pipe, but again, coming from that wet storage. So we want to see moving towards dry storage. We want to see moving away from unencapsulated use of coal ash. And I mean, ultimately, the best way to deal with coal ash is to start investing in Michigan-made renewable energy technologies, retiring some of these really old coal plants, and then remediating the polluted coal ash sites that we have around the state.
We've been talking about the EPA's new regulations for coal ash. Our guest today has been Margie Armstrong, Program Coordinator for Michigan Clean Water Action. Thank you, Margie.
Thanks, Mark.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.